Some fun.
Every year I ask myself if carrying this thing all over Europe is worth the bother and the expense. And every year I answer, yes. You see, when I get home, I'll have a souvenir of that particular walking tour. Not just a postcard I bought off of some rack, but a record of an actual experience.
You'll discover, ready? If you haven't already, that people shots are more meaningful than buildings and landscapes. You'll love to remember the personal and intimate details of your trip. What your hotel room was like, who you met, what made each day an adventure. Vary your perspective. Close, far, low, or high. You don't always have to center a shot. Use foreground to add color, depth, and interest. If you want to get really serious, plan some photo time for early morning or late afternoon when the sun is low and the colors glow. And don't be afraid to get up close and personal. Notice details. Minimize clutter. Show only one thing. Remember, good shots are made by the photographer, not the camera.
I'll share some more tips on picture taking as we continue our discovery of London. Like most travel photographers, over the years, I've learned a lot from the photographic school of Hard Knocks. And of course, recently, I've sponged up some great information from our professional behind that camera. Right now, we're in front of the Museum of London. Let's go on in, and as we enjoy its thrilling rundown on this city's history, we'll practice taking interior shots without a flash.
Most museums allow photographs without a tripod or a flash. A single flash ages a painting as much as 3 days of sunshine. Conscientious visitors use a faster film and hold the camera steady. We bipods become tripods when we lean against a wall. And using the automatic shutter release makes it even steadier. This shot of our crew at the Lord Mayor's stagecoach will be a terrific reminder of this summer's odyssey.